The following is a presentation of Hub City Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. Like, we can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know, we can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
A very good Thursday to you and yours. Welcome on in. This is the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Final day of Giving Day for Northern State University here today. 1 hour and 58 minutes until that's officially in the books. They're looking to get 1,500 donors for the two-day stretch, or at least really one full-day stretch. And they're at 1,096 right now. So a lot of work to be had, as you can donate today, whether that's $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, $10,000, whatever you can donate. And certainly it all adds up. And looking forward to that continuing today until 12 noon. Check out givingday.northern.edu. That's givingday.northern.edu. Bill Harmson, the head coach of the Dort Defenders, back-to-back national champion women's basketball squad. He'll be joining us here in the next 10 to 15 minutes on the show. Then a friend of the program, certainly Todd Thorson, Ipswich Track and Field. He'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour. First and foremost, though, Cobra joins us live in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing today? I'm glad they got that live counter on.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I didn't know they did that. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know how much money they're trying to raise. I mean, obviously, the more, the better. But this is one thing, whenever we used to do the Children's Miracle Network and the Radiothon, you know, we would always have, well, I should say, I'll speak for myself. I always had certain targets of money that we were trying to raise in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I'd always ask, hey, how are we doing? How much money have we raised? And they would never tell us. So the fact that Northern State is saying, hey, you know, this is how much we've got. This is how many donors we've got right now. This is what we're trying to kind of get to. I appreciate that. That's good stuff there. Givingday.northern.edu.
Yeah, 1 hour, 56 minutes, and 28 seconds right now. Pretty easy to donate. My guess is you just hit that big red donate button there in the middle of the page.
Absolutely. Whether it's $5 or $10 or whatever, it all adds up fast. And, you know, I thought it was kind of cool how the, in particular, the Northern State women's basketball squad, they sent out photos and, hey, this is us eating dinner at Texas Roadhouse. It's about $400 to feed this team on the road when you're on the road. So it's just like, hey, this is what your money is going towards, a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. After a perfect 2-0 weekend there in Rapid City. It was a lot of fun, and that's where we went, Texas Roadhouse. And, yeah, stuff costs money, and the people here in Aberdeen make a big, big, big difference on, you know, where they go and, you know, where they can go, really.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Texas Roadhouse, they got some
I'm a fan.
Yeah, good bread, man. You ever had their bread and butter there? Well, you know how that's like the best part about those steakhouses?
Yes.
They just like unlimited bread, unlimited carbs. You just feel like, you feel terrible after eating there.
Yeah, I definitely did. And it was the first time I ever had their bread over there, because obviously we don't have a Texas Roadhouse here mm-hmm. in Aberdeen. And PK, we were having dinner. It was me, PK, Josh, and our bus driver, Larry. We're all kind of around the table there. And PK's like, have you ever had the bread and the butter that's like, it's like a cinnamony sort
yes.
of bread? Oh my gosh, was that good. I definitely had a lot more bread than I probably should have.
Well, I'm glad you experienced that big time. We had one where I'm from. It was like right next to the high school that I went to.
A Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's trouble.
Big time.
That is big time trouble for sure. All right, he's Matt McClure. We call him
Mr. Unlimited.
Let's go ahead and get to the jump here on FSA. 1420 and 98.5. Giving Day, of course, continues until noon today. So check it out, givingday.northern.edu. Bill Harmson, he'll be joining us here in just a bit. Minnesota Twins, your first place Minnesota Twins. Wait, what? Yes, they are in first place in the AL Central. Ironically enough, coincidentally enough, so is everybody else. They're 2-4, winners of their last two. They've got the longest winning streak going on in the Central. But yes, all five teams, Matthew, are all sitting at 2-4, and they're all tied for first place in the AL Central. Wow.
I saw on X, AL Central baseball is in prime form with all the teams being 2-4, and we were hard on the Twins to start the year, obviously the 0-4 start, but... two in a row, and the division's struggling a little bit. So, hey, it's anybody. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like a lot of it. It's anybody's game now. I saw that this morning. I cracked up. I didn't realize that everybody was 2-4 until this morning. I knew the Twins there won yesterday. I mean, just a long, long rain delay. Long rain delay. That thing didn't get started till late in the evening. And I'm like, are they even going to get this game in? And nice win for the Twins, but... yeah, I said, hey, you got to take 2 out of 3 versus Chicago, get this on the right track, and now you're in first place. How's that for you?
At 2-4, you'll take it. You'll take it. Now, obviously,
if the season ended today.
No, we're not doing that here, but definitely appreciate taking 2 out of 3 with the Chicago White Sox, especially after it started. I mean, you lost 9-0 game one. That could have been a long, long series. So good news there for the Twins. Even better news, Carlos Correa. He got his first hit yesterday. He started the season 0-18. He's done some really nice things in the field, but offensively he's been awful. But he did get his first hit yesterday, and he kind of did a big, you know, thank you, God, kind of thing afterwards.
Yeah, it's funny. You see that in Major League Baseball this year. Correa was struggling to start. Rafael Devers was awful for the Red Sox. He got his first hit yesterday, too. I don't know. It was a day of first. I mean, yesterday for some good players in Major League Baseball. Oh, 18. Wow. So for them to get hits, maybe that turns the corner a little bit for them. And that's the thing with the Twins. We always talk about it. I think you know what you're going to get with the pitching staff for the most part. I think the bullpen's pretty strong. But that offense, it's a crapshoot every game. It's either they can get 6 runs, 5 runs, or 1 run, or even 2 hits against a bad team. So we've seen it all through 6 games already.
They have really circled the wagons. You mentioned Rafael Devers. By the way, 15 strikeouts in 19 at-bats to get the season started. And for what it's worth, back in 1995, Tony Gwynn had 15 strikeouts in 585 at-bats. So pretty crazy how that all worked out. So, yeah, he's off to a slow start, as is the rest of the AL Central. Coming out of the news yesterday, travel out west to Colorado. Madeline Bragg has a new home. Northern State University power forward, or center, I guess, more accurately. She could play the 4, she could play the 5, doesn't matter. But she is now going out west. She is the newest member of the Colorado State women's basketball squad for her final year of eligibility there. So Bragg landing out west.
Yeah, big shout out to her. And I saw on the article that it's a pretty solid team. I mean, you got a lot of returning gals from that team coming to this year's team. They won 22 games last year, so she's going to be able to make an impact hopefully right away. And big shout-out to her. And Colorado State's got a good one, that's for sure.
They certainly do. Want to wish her nothing but the best. Also, we've got another gal in-state that's traveling this time down south. Haley Timmer, of course, of SDSU. She was a big, big player that entered the transfer portal. She's got a new home, and she's got a cowboy hat with it. Yes,
yep.
She has congratulations to her. She's now going to OSU, Oklahoma State, for Haley Timmer.
Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised with the transfer portal or these, you know, we said that earlier this week. We said it last week as well. You never know, and big shout-out to both them finding new homes. That's what it's all about. You've always said there's no guarantee when you go into the portal of finding a new home and a new team, and glad that Bragg and and her as well found new homes.
So today on Fox Sports Aberdeen at 3:10, first pitch for the Minnesota Twins against the Houston Astros, or the Houston Garbage Cans if you prefer. And of course it is the home opener for the Minnesota Twins. And I thought to myself, I'm going to be in the Twin Cities in a couple weeks on a weekend. Maybe, just maybe, I hit up a Twins game, maybe. And you know me, I love talking food. We all love talking about food. There are new things to eat, new things to drink there this year, in particular, out at Target Field. Tell me what you know about the Bomba Juice.
Nothing.
Well, guess what? It's Grey Duck Vodka, lemonade, strawberry puree with a splash of soda and a lime squeeze. The Bomba Juice. What say you about that?
I definitely give that a try. That sounds good.
Sounds like a hit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Check out Lord Fletcher's Walleye Tacos. It's fresh seasoned walleye topped with Napa cilantro slaw in tequila vinaigrette and Baja sauce. Lord Fletcher's Walleye Tacos.
I think that's going to be a big hit, too. Fish tacos? That's going to be pretty good.
I love walleye tacos, and I will tell you, it's a very, very underrated thing, fish tacos.
Yeah, they are underrated. I probably had walleye a couple times, but I just don't remember. You know what I mean? Like, they say fish tacos.
Could be anything. Could be cod.
Could be anything. So, yeah, that's going to be a big hit. Those are two big summer things, I feel like, that people are going to be into.
Very much so. Also, the official fried chicken, hot honey chicken tenders and waffles. A chicken bacon ranch sandwich there. It's hot honey chicken tenders and waffles, and a chicken bacon ranch sandwich will also be available. Also, the brat sampler. This one piqued my interest. I'm a brat guy.
Uh-huh.
I love brats, especially cooked in beer. It features locally made Polish sausage, bratwurst, and a cherry bomb sausage with grilled onions and sauerkraut on the side.
That looks good.
That sounds pretty interesting. And they're not big, massive brats. They're kind of small mini brats.
Yeah, so you get a couple in there so you can try different ones, I guess, right?
Yeah, the brat sampler, good for a family affair, I guess. This one is definitely interesting, piqued my interest. I don't know anything about it. The grilled spam sandwich. And I'll be honest, I've never had spam in my life.
It's so, like that canned stuff.
Yeah.
That you can get out of the can.
Exactly. I don't know much about it other than it's just that. It's canned and it's like a big deal in Hawaii.
But is it really?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Seared spam patty, caramelized onions, and bacon on a toasted onion bun. The grilled spam sandwich.
Pass for me.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a hit. But this one has got to be a hit. And this is very, very interesting. The Pizza Luce Dugout Dill Pickle Pizza.
Ooh.
Pizza Luce, a Twin Cities staple and fan favorite, will offer a dugout dill pizza. Dill Pickle Pizza, say that five times fast, exclusively at Target Field this season. It's dill cream sauce, mozzarella, pickle grounds, and dill seasoning on top. They all come together in like a state fair-inspired tangy, gooey slice.
I think I'd give that a try, but it looks a little...
Questionable,
don't you think?
I have had dill pickle pizza before, ironically enough. I had it, I think, for the first time ever at Bourbon and Brews.
Oh, really?
At Northern State. I can't recall who had it, but, man, it was... Oh, you know what?
Jimmy's?
Was it Jimmy's or...
Yeah, I know they got that pickle pizza.
Yeah, it might have been Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Could have been. Not quite sure. I'm not trying to, put them on blast or...
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it, personally.
Oh, okay.
I was really, really good. I did not see that coming, and I gave it a shot, and... I thought it was outstanding. So dill pickle pizza, give it a shot if you've never had it before. Coming up next on the show, Bill Harmson, head coach of the Defenders of Dort, back-to-back women's champions on the NAIA women's basketball front. He'll join us next on FSA. It's a Sports Hub on FSA, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Say Alexa, enable Fox Sports Aberdeen. And, of course, you can download the Hub City Radio app or the 605 Radio app and take us wherever you go. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. We are pleased to be joined with our annual yearly visit, feels like, with Bill Harmson, the head coach of the Defenders of Dort. He joins us on the phone line. I got a chuckle out of you there, Coach. How are you?
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing super. Great to be on with you guys again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Coach, we're kind of running it down. And you guys you've gone 70-4 combined the last 2 years. I mean, what a run you guys are on. This is phenomenal.
Yeah, really special. We got a great group of women here, guys, and they're committed to one another, and they serve each other really well, and they're just getting better and better. And we got a young group too, and so it'll be really fun to see how their summer goes and how their postseason goes, and seeing what kind of product we can put on the floor again next year.
Yeah, I was just going through your schedule. You played in a ton of close games in conference this year. I counted, what is it, four overtime games you played in this year. You snuck by a couple teams there with some close games. You guys were battle-tested all year. You guys had a pretty fun schedule when you look at, obviously, you want to be on the winning side of that, and you guys certainly were this year. But you had a pretty fun schedule and a lot of fun games this year.
Yeah, we did. And the GPAC, you know, it certainly gets you battle-tested when you get to the national stage. And we had a lot of great teams and a lot of parity in the GPAC again this year. So, in those overtime games, you know, we were fortunate enough to get to win three of them. We lost to Dakota Wesleyan at Dakota Wesleyan the last game of the season. But what a lot of close games that could have gone either way. And with a young team, you know, you're going to have games like that. And boy, to come out with the number that we did, I just couldn't be happier because with every one of those wins and even those losses, you know, a lot of growth continued to take place with this inexperienced team. So really fun journey.
I don't think I'm speaking out of school here that Matt's kind of new to the area. This is really his second year kind of covering the GPAC here a little bit. And he said to me off the air, is the GPAC the best conference in the league or in the country? And I said, I think it is. Yeah. What say you to that?
Yeah, I agree. And the consistency of the GPAC has just been phenomenal. You know, this is my seventh year being in the league, and I always kind of refer to our league as a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing that you're going to get challenged every game out, but it's also kind of a curse because it'd be nice to have one of those games where you can just kind of go in and be who you are and win the game. And that's not the case at all in our league. And just a lot of great coaches that work really hard at it. They bring their own unique, you know, philosophies and principles to the court. And what's really fun is just watching how teams change throughout the course of the season, you know, depending on injury or getting individuals back from injury, and also through graduation and how teams replenish their roster. So a lot of great coaches, a lot of great players here in the Upper Midwest that are looking for places to play. And it's just a great league to be a part of.
Coming into this year, Coach, did you talk a lot about going back-to-back? You won the one last year. Some coaches are, hey, we're taking it one game at a time. Did you talk a little bit about that at all? I mean, obviously, when you got closer, you probably thought about it.
Yeah, we didn't. You know, we always just try and play our best with, you know, the opponent that's in front of us. And again, with a young team like we had this year, an inexperienced team, you know, we just kept trying to get better every day. And what was really fun, you know, we had three individuals that played a role for us towards the end of the season that weren't a part of our team for the first half of the season. And so we had to have role acceptance a number of different times because roles changed. And it just kind of speaks volumes to the culture of that locker room for individuals that played a role to start the year, and then their role kind of diminished as the year went on. And then these injured players being able to come in and get themselves game shape, game ready, you know, ready to play under pressure and duress and, you know, try to beat the scouting report of the opponent. You know, it was fun to watch this young group struggle with that, but then also to just kind of continue to develop that inner team confidence to get them to the point that they were last week Tuesday. So really a special group to be a part of, really fun to be a part of their small part of their life, but then also to develop all these incredible memories with them.
Bill Harmson, head coach of the back-to-back champion Defenders of Dort, joining us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. And you mentioned players that come back from injury and what have you, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast. But for the most part, you guys were pretty fortunate this year. I mean, you take a look at your starting five, every single player that started on day one was the same player that started on the final day of the season. Yeah. That doesn't happen very often. What's going on down there in that neck of the woods with training and what have you? Because, you know, your athletic training staff has got a lot to do with that, I think.
They certainly do. And, you know, our off-season work in the weight room and, you know, our maintenance work during the season plays a huge part in that. And then just how we do practice, you know, we get after it for 90 minutes, you know, during the season. And then as the season continues to progress, we continue to make practice a little bit shorter. And we make it a habit to take care of our bodies, you know, on Thursdays after a Wednesday night game. You know, we might do a little shooting, but a lot of stretching. Obviously, we take Sundays off and they get their day of rest. And so throughout the course of the year, you know, we really try and make sure that, A, we're healthy, because any team in our league and across the country, I mean, you're one injury away from absolutely impacting what you can or can't do in the year. So we take it really seriously, and our women understand, you know, the value and the importance of making sure their bodies are always fit and always in condition, so that when we get to the season, yeah, it gets to be a grind and it gets to be long, but at least physically we're ready to go.
We were talking a little bit about the championship game versus Indiana Wesleyan, and Tukes mentioned, you know, it was probably one of the better games all year that you guys played. I mean, just the stats were unbelievable. And Macy Seavers, she had a triple-double in that game, Coach. Yeah. 25, 12, and 11. That's one way to end your season strong, huh?
Yeah, she was outstanding, and she was great for us all year. And, you know, she was the GPAC Player of the Year for us this year, and then the tournament that she had was just outstanding. And she had two triple-doubles in Sioux City out of the four games. And so for her to be the MVP of the tournament was certainly earned, certainly deserved. But we also had other pieces of the puzzle that really stepped up too. So in that championship game, you know, Janie Van Dong, our lone senior that got a lot of minutes, man, she was just awesome the entire tournament. Her sister Gracie came back from knee injury right before Christmas break, and it took her, you know, that half of the season just to develop a consistency in her game, and man, she just let it rip on that final game, and she had a great tournament down in Sioux City as well. So, you know, those are just three of the names. And then defensively, I thought we were just fantastic. So offensively, we were still really efficient. We rebounded the ball really well. And I thought defensively, we were just outstanding the entire time.
Yeah, getting back to Janie, all season long, you know, we're putting together the sports over the weekends and, you know, watching how the teams are doing. And I looked up her and I was like, she looks really familiar. She's got a different last name. Did she get married this last offseason, or what happened over there?
Yeah, she got married this past summer. She's living here in Sioux Center. And of course, when you're married, that kind of changes your perspective on life. And Janie navigated that so well, just with basketball, but also in the locker room and being a leader and accepting, you know, even though her life changed drastically being married, she still committed herself to the team and did an awesome job of getting herself prepared to play this summer, even with getting married. And then, man, she just had an incredible year. She, you know, she averaged right at a double-double for us. You know, she was a defensive player in the league and, you know, second-team All-American. I mean, Janie, with all the other stuff she has going on in her life, was able to, you know, kind of put that in the box for a couple hours a day and then come and play hoops. And so I'm really proud of her. I'm just so proud of how she ended her career and what a career she's had. Guys, she's a 1,000-point scorer in 4 years, and she's also a 1,000-rebound getter in 4 years. And she's the second person in the history of Dort basketball to do it. Carly Gustafson did it last year, but Carly also had 5 years. She had the COVID year. And Janie got 1,000 and 1,000 in 4 years. So just a model of consistency for our team and a great player for our younger players to try and emulate.
Coach, I'm just curious, you know, when the final buzzer sounded, what was kind of going through your mind? I mean, my guess is, you know, a lot of emotion at a time like that.
It certainly was. And last year, you know, when the final buzzer rang, you know, they had a shot at the, you know, towards the end, but we were ahead four, but it was just a different feel of a game. You know, this game we were up by 20, and, you know, they kind of hit some threes, you know, in the fourth quarter, and we hit some big shots down the stretch. But, you know, we were up 8, I believe, for the last minute. And so I was able to just kind of stand at the end of the bench and just watch our team. And just really gratifying knowing, you know, all the struggles and all the hard work and watching these, you know, young women turn into kids and do snow angels and the confetti again and just – just looking at how blessed, you know, having our student body there, you know, rush the floor and just all these awesome memories that I'll just never forget them. And of course, there's always those special moments with parents and supporters of our program. But most importantly, you know, former players, players that I coached at Dort and players that I coached, you know, back in my high school days. Having those special moments with him on the floor too is just really special, it was an incredible experience with this team, and We got a lot of pieces of the puzzle back, so we'll see what we can do next year.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, this whole interview, you're talking about how young you are and everything else like that. I'm like, uh-oh. If I'm a head coach of any other team, I'm thinking, uh-oh. So very, very cool. Just getting over the hump, number one, and then, pun intended, to defend it is certainly a big deal. And the view at the top of the summit looks pretty good, I would imagine. So congratulations again here, Coach. We'll talk to you later on down the road next year around this time when you do it another time. We'll see. But maybe you do. We'll see. But again, congratulations on an incredible season, and we'll certainly visit later on down the road, I'm sure.
Hey, I really appreciate your time today, guys, and thanks for having me on. And let's just pencil it in, all right? Not that we're going to win it, but I'd love to visit with you guys again next year. That'd be great.
Amen. Sounds great. Thanks so much, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Absolutely. That's Bill Harmson right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. And, yeah, if I'm a head coach of anybody else in the GPAC or, you know, across the country, this is a young team, and they've gone back-to-back. I mean, that D word is starting to kind of be floated around a little bit. Dynasty.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you win two – I mean, when the Chiefs won two in a row in football, that word got used a lot. And he mentioned it. It's funny, you know, he's talking about the hardships throughout the season, you know, players trying to learn their different roles, but they didn't really lose.
Yeah.
It's interesting hearing that perspective. Sometimes you go through, you know, a losing streak throughout the season when you're trying to figure things out. That really never happened for them. They played in a lot of close games. And they just figured out how to win. It's just interesting hearing that perspective.
Yeah, for sure. When he was saying that, I was thinking the same thing. I kind of had a little smirk on my face. I'm like, wow, your guys' struggle, it would be an incredible season for like 98% of the country. And to go 35-2 again and run it back is incredible. So the three-peat, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, obviously health and transfer portal and all that. I know there's not exactly a portal in the NAIA, but I mean, it takes a lot to win the whole thing once, much less go back to back. I mean, look at Mankato this year.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And he mentioned the conference, and I'm trying to remember when we talked to him last year, didn't they go through a good amount of injuries?
I thought they did.
I thought they did too when we talked to him. He mentioned that, and they were able to that's why I think he thought that this year was even more fun because the gals were healthy on his squad.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned it with all the starters and things of that. So, I mean, yeah, that's to come back like that is impressive. And to be 70-4 in the last 2 years.
And one of those losses against a D1 team in SDSU.
So, really, three losses.
Yeah, realistically, that's the way I look at it anyway. Friend of the program, Todd Thorson, he'll be joining us next. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. Glad to be with you on this Thirsty Thursday, officially on the back half of the work week. Friend of the program, Todd Thorson. He joins us on FSA. Coach, good to talk with you this morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, not to get morbid on you, but eventually you're going to pass away, so will all of us. But, you know, on your headstone, you should probably just have that. Friend of the program. That's got to be a good thing,
yeah,
right?
We'll have to take note of that.
Yeah, noted. All right,
yep,
but in all seriousness, I mean, you guys are a factory over there, high school track and field over there at Ipswich. Good start for you guys on the indoor side of things here this season. What's kind of jumped off the page for you for the first couple of meets so far?
You know, the attitude and the effort, and that's kind of what we really focus on all year, but we really emphasize it early in the year so they can, you know, the goal is for them to enjoy the improvement through work, and then that's a great skill to teach them for the rest of their lives. But you know, we've had a ton of really good performances. You know, our pole vaulters have really vaulted well. You know, Jalissa jumped 10-3 already indoors. Our school record's 10-8. I mean, we're right there. And then Marley's in the best shape of her life. She's jumping well. And then for pole vault, and then turn around on the boys' side, and Brody Davis and Rasmus Loken both had personal bests already indoors before April even hit. You know, jumping over 13 feet, you know, your first meet is pretty good. And we've also had some outstanding performances on the track. I feel like the girls have a ton of depth. The boys don't have near as much depth, but, man, we've got a lot of individual talent, which, you know, should bode well. I think we're going to cover basically every event really well. We won't have any depth, but I think we're going to cover a lot of events on the boys' side. So they're working hard, and we've seen a lot of great performances. So it's been a good start.
We've talked to a couple track and field coaches, and they always said, hey, we're pole vaulting really well. Why do you think that is? I mean, it seems like a lot of teams are having success with the pole vaulting. Why do you think that is?
Well, I mean, you know, our kids, you know, go in, you know, Wade Royer at Northern State University, you know, he runs some clinics, and kids come in there, and, you know, I know there's some other coaches throughout the state that bring them in the off season. I just think, you know, when you start working on your craft in November or year round and you have a good summer, that just makes pole vaulting in general much better. So I feel like people have opened up their facilities and added, you know, the high school, middle school age kids and got them camps. So I think pole vault across the state has gotten a lot better. But, you know, Northern State, I mean, Lynn Nacky runs a heck of a program there. They've got lots of athletes that do things for high school athletes. And I think that's a big part of, you know, good track and field in this area.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And do you get an opportunity to check out too much of Northern State stuff? I would imagine, you know, with the pipeline that you guys have to NSU, of course, with Macy and everybody else, feels like, you know, a 25-minute drive straight east. I mean, you got to jump from county to county. I get it. That's a long, long ways. But do you get a chance to catch up with the Northern State folk too much or not so much?
Oh, yeah. You know, I talk to Macy probably once a week, and we go through workouts on both sides. She helps me, and I help her. You know, her head coach was the 2016 Olympic coach for the United States. So she's brought that back to the Northern State University program, which to me, if you want to run for somebody, you've got Olympic training background. But so we go back and forth, and then my son and my brother's son both run at Northern, Turner and Taylor, and then Ty Cadillac runs for them right now. You know, so we have some Ipswich Tigers running. So of course we try to get to as many meets as we can. And, you know, they're building. I mean, they've got right at 100 kids out, and right now is the Given Day. People go to the Given Day site and donate. I'm an ambassador. Go to Facebook, go on the internet and find it and donate to help these local athletes help their dreams come true. I'll put a little plug in for you guys, NSU. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's like, are we recording this? Are we live? Can we cut that? There you go. We're almost at 1,200 donors right now, as a matter of fact. So 1 hour and 19 minutes to go.
Well, we were talking about it, and yeah, since we brought it up, we talked about it to start the show, and we saw, oh, there's a good amount of donations. So I'm sure after what you just said, we're going to see more of that there, Coach. So that's good stuff.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. Yeah, yeah. If you believe in helping kids, you know, have success, this really helps. And you look at all the programs Northern's running for Giving Day right now, you know, and they're a big part of our local area. You know, a lot of local kids come here, and it helps out the town of Aberdeen. So, I mean, Northern's a big deal. And I'm hoping people just reach out. Even a bunch of $25, you get 10 people at $25 a piece. That's a pretty good donation for those programs, especially for the track program. So, yeah, well, I'd like to push that as much as possible.
And keep those donations coming in there at givingday.northern.edu. That's givingday.northern.edu. That's until 12 noon today. Todd Thorson joining us on the Sports Hub on FSA and kind of hitting on some of these gals from this last invite on Monday. You mentioned some winners there as well. Hurdles, the 400-meter run, 200-meter run, lots of winners for you guys here early. I don't know if I should ask this or not, but coaches typically give coach speak. You're not a coach speak guy, so I'll ask it anyway. What's the ceiling for you guys this season? Because you're seeing a lot of this early season success. Is there a ceiling for you guys, or what's kind of your, I guess, expectation, if you will?
You know, we really just kind of focus on improvement. You know, I haven't really looked at the rest of the state all that much. You know, on the boys' side, probably looked at it a little bit more. Just for the fact that, you know, we got a lot of our top place winners back on the boys side. And actually we returned all our top place winners on the girls side. So you always want to compare and have goals for them to try to reach to, but it's more on personal improvement. But, you know, I think if we compete well, I think both teams can be in the top four. And anytime you're in the top four, that gives you, you know, a chance to be on that podium, top two. So that should be right there. So yeah, I really feel like our program's really strong right now. And we've got, like I said, a ton of depth on the girls' side. So if they keep on improving, we should be able to fill all our events. And, you know, that's just a good way to do it. You get a lot of kids involved and then they get to go experience the state track meet and things like that. That's that would be pretty cool if we could qualify, you know, hopefully we'll get as many kids in as possible.
You mentioned that you got a lot of returners. My guess is that just makes your job easier, you know, coming into a season that you can kind of just jump right in and have great starts. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of how we do it. You know, we have four coaches for 88 kids and 19 events, and you have 19 events for, well, 20 now with javelin, I guess. So you have middle school girls, middle school boys. That's 40 events, varsity girls, varsity boys. You start dividing our time. So how I run it is the seniors basically lead each group, and then we basically map out practice, and I hand out beeper watches for hitting marks for runners. And then, you know, the throwers, when they get done, the varsity kids help teach the younger kids technique. And the only way to get to all of them is to have good leadership. And that's just how we've always done it. So I feel like that's kind of the big secret to our success, because you learn a lot when you're teaching kids how to get out of blocks. That kind of helps you you know what, maybe I am taking too big of a first step, or maybe I'm not driving my arms out of blocks. You know, I'm watching these kids and correcting them. I better correct myself. So I think that helps the growing process as well.
Coach, final one before I get you out of here. I know you've got class here in the not too distant future, and you got to get back to your regularly scheduled programming, if you will. We got open water just across the way at Dommy Lake. You're getting closer and closer to getting things underway for the Aberdeen Aqua Addicts. What's on tap for you guys and this spring and summer?
You know, our next indoor practice, we meet at the AGA building, is April 27th. We'd like to see some new people there. We're trying to recruit to get people out there. You know, we feel like we've got one of the nicest facilities in the country, if not the nicest facility in the country. So we're going to be hitting the water pretty soon here. And we've already had several indoor practices for like dancing and climbing pyramids. So things are going really good. We're going to be doing a big membership push, because we want to keep growing our team to be over 100 members strong. And, you know, it's a great thing for Aberdeen. We'll be putting weekly water ski shows on every Thursday night, having fun throughout the summer. So, yeah, that's another plug-in, too. You know, go to aquatics.org and check out our organization and contact me if you're interested in helping, whether it's drive boat, roll ropes, or help with sound and music. We could always use some theater people, because we do some acting, you know, like with our Top Gun theme last year. It was a lot of fun with actors. And I mean, we'll take anybody and everybody that'd be willing to come work with our program. So
yeah, definitely needed to have that plug, especially with the cold weather and the snow. I mean, 10 inches of snow officially here in Aberdeen. We had 11.7 since October 1st. In the last 2 days, we had 10. So kind of crazy how that all worked out. But had to give that a plug to think some warm summertime thoughts with you guys over there at Dommy Lake. Coach, appreciate you doing this. Happy springtime. Happy Aqua Addicts season, if you will. And we'll talk to you later on down the road, I'm sure.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And you guys have a great day and a great weekend coming up here.
All right. You got it. Thanks so much. Friend of the program, Todd Thorson, here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. He's got to get back to class there, I think, here very, very shortly. So wanted to reach out to him and talk a little track and field there. And, yeah, you know, you're going to blink your eye, and we're going to have Aberdeen Aqua Addicts water ski team just around the corner.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. I mean, we talk a lot about, like, seasons and how just it creeps up on you out of nowhere. Yeah. And I feel like this spring certainly did that for me. I mean, for sure, we talked about it last week just with, you know, the high school stuff. Basketball ended. All right, track and field starts on Monday. All right. So Aqua Addicts is right in swing, and looking forward to that as well, man. It's just fun seeing how all these seasons come up so fast.
Well, speaking of in swing, it's going to be Aberdeen Smitty's baseball season here in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I looked at the schedule. I think May 12th. I got to double-check, but that sounds right.
That's a month and a week away.
Yeah, May 12th, I think, is when they get underway.
I would have thought they'd start earlier.
Well, I did too, because I was looking at other Legion schedules.
Sure.
And I think, like, games, I saw, like, as early as, like, April 12th. That's next week.
Yeah.
Or not next week, the following week.
Yeah. I would have thought, I mean,
I could be off on that, but
we'll check it out in the interim here. But certainly, I mean, it's not that far off from beginning. And next thing you know, it's going to be volleyball season again and football, hitting the gridiron and all that good stuff. So it's an ever-evolving thing. And congratulations to Todd Thorson, doing an outstanding job over there, as always. And good start to the season for Ipswich Track and Field. And again, check out givingday.northern.edu. That's givingday.northern.edu. Speaking of which, let's catch up with head coach Paula Kruger about Giving Day with yours truly right now.
This is the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen.
It's the Sports Hub on FSA. Two great coaches, two great visits today. Todd Thorson and Bill Harmson on FSA. Given Day, of course, continues until 12 noon. Hashtag one day, one pack. They're at 1,214 donors right now. Again, they're looking to get to 1,500. Check out givingday.northern.edu. That's givingday.northern.edu until 12 noon today. Whether that's $5, $10, $20, $13,094. I mean, I don't know what your bank account looks like, but, you know, if you can donate
every
a couple,
dollar counts. That's what they say, right?
That's correct. Every dollar counts. Absolutely. So a couple of programming notes on tap for tomorrow. First time he'll ever be here in studio. We're talking about him off the air. Should be a really fun visit tomorrow with Spencer Christensen joining you in studio tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to that tomorrow. Kind of covers a lot of the travel ball and AAU and a lot of that kind of stuff, rankings and things of that. So going to be a fun discussion with him. He knows his basketball inside and out. Coach there at Presentation, which you certainly know about. Tukes played at Roncalli. I saw something, too, on his bio, like 61 straight wins at the AAU travel level. I mean, I'm excited for that tomorrow.
So he's got 61 straight wins. Does that mean you're kind of like a notch below him? Because you're 1-1 now.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd say more than just a notch below.
Just a notch or two?
Yeah, just probably maybe closer to two or three.
Okay, fair enough. Looking forward to that discussion tomorrow here on FSA. I'll be out of studio here tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we're also talking to Brandon Valley boys basketball coach Craig Nelson, AA state champion for boys hoops tomorrow as well.
All right, looking forward to that, and that'll be with Matt McClure tomorrow on FSA. I'll be out on Friday and Monday, just going to spend some time with the daughter there. She turned 2 weeks old yesterday, so
big shout out.
Yeah, big shout out to her, and just haven't really had a morning with her, really. So it's kind of the nature of this job. Whenever you're in at 5 o'clock in the closer to 5:45, it's like you don't really see her too much in the morning. So I just need to take a day or two to be dad. Imagine that.
Yeah. And mom's probably like, I need dad here.
Mom, that's exactly the reason. Mom's like, hey, you need to take off on Friday and Monday. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. All right. High school track and field. I do believe this is still a go. Haven't seen anything otherwise. The Northern State Open today for high school track and field. Central, Roncalli, and Christian will be on hand along with Britton Hecla, Frederick, Groton, Hitchcock, Tulare, Leola, Bowbridge Pollock, Potter County, Webster area there as well. High school softball getting underway for some regional squads, Clark Willow Lake and Florence Henry, as well as Castlewood and Flandreau there as well. We're back at it tomorrow on FSA.